For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
If you've ever wanted real energy without choking down something that tastes like regret, Bucked Up is the answer. The flavor is the thing people keep coming back for. Insanely delicious, which is not a phrase usually associated with energy drinks, and they're built on real, science-backed ingredients. Clean energy that actually works without the garbage you don't want. Bucked Up is so confident you'll love their drinks, they're giving away an island vacation just to prove it. That's the kind of brand this is. No purchase necessary. Giveaway ends May 30th. Enter and find your closest Bucked Up at buckedupenergy.com. Grab a Bucked Up and feel like a million bucks.
Hour 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Otherwise, would you even hear me? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here. Our phone lines are lit. We'll take your calls in a split moment. We've also got Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday coming up. Just had a nice chat in our green room with the comedian Corey B is joining us here. The Boyfriends podcast, Kane and Corey podcast, just two of the ways you can follow this man who had a Netflix is a Joke Fest show here in Santa Monica, California last night. Over 23 million cross-platform followers for his digital platforms. And we'll be having a nice, fun chat with him in a matter of moments. Already had great chats with Jeff Teague in hour number one, and in studio in hour number two with Brian Windhorst, who did a lot of pointing.
He gave me one of these, too.
He gave me an okay. Yeah. It's just delightful having him here in studio. If you missed any of it, there's our Disney Plus page. You can go check out our show that way. There's also our podcast. All 3 hours of this show for your listening pleasure, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also get the Overreaction Monday show there. It's been sitting in your RSS feed for a day. No Contest Wrestling's latest offering is coming tomorrow. Do you have your guests all settled?
We have the Samoan Werewolf, Jacob Fatu, has a title match coming against Roman Reigns this weekend.
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him. We also will be Cut Down, so we will be on ESPN2 on Thursday. Half an hour of that interview will be on.
There we go.
Okay. So yeah.
And for those who may not know about a Cut Down, we're not cutting you off.
No.
We're not cutting you down.
No.
But what it is a television term for taking the podcast that you do, which is longer than a half an hour, and boiling it down to a half an hour, and all of the content is still excellent.
Yeah, it's not taking us down. It's elevating us.
It is.
You know, it's putting us
on ESPN2, right?
The deuce.
The dose. Very good.
Duh.
In the latest episode of Women's Sports Now coming on Thursday at 6 Eastern time.
What else you want to know?
Oh, yeah.
What
I'm
I love that drop. That's my favorite.
I got something for you.
Oh, see? It's good.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah, what do we got, Rich Eisen? Future Patriot.
Well, he had a youth football camp in Philadelphia.
Because he plays for the Eagles.
Yes, he does. I don't know if you're aware. Howie Roseman said that multiple times.
He
said he's an Eagle.
Well, he said basically the way it goes is I'm now going to tell you the answers I'm not going to give you with answers I'm going to give you to questions I refuse to answer. Essentially is what he said.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown's an Eagle. Everything's being reported about Jalen Hurts is wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So, take a listen to how he addressed the campers and the parents of said campers through a bullhorn when the proceedings were over. Roll it.
Listen, I want to say thank y'all. Thank you all for bringing your kids. I had an amazing time. It was fun. We played hard. We competed. And I love you all. I don't care what you hear out there. I love you all. You understand? It's love. All right, we're going to play Eagles on three. One, two, three.
Okay, so he broke it down by saying Eagles on three.
Yep.
One, two, three, Eagles.
Well, he didn't say Eagles.
Well, he did. He said one, two, three,
one,
Eagles.
Two, three, yeah.
It was at his camp, breaking it down by saying Eagles. And said, basically, don't listen to basically what you all.
I love you all,
Don't listen to what I said. Yeah. Don't listen to what's being said about me out there.
Yeah.
I love you all. Which sounds like a farewell.
Oh,
you think so?
I mean, play it again. You could hear him say, "I love you all."
Like that's goodbye.
I heard somebody say, "Are you getting traded?"
Yeah, he didn't answer.
Yeah, didn't answer. Yeah.
Play one more time here.
Listen, I want to say thank y'all. Thank you all for bringing your kids. I had an amazing time. It was fun. We played hard. We competed. And I love you all. I don't care what you hear out there. I love you all. You understand? It's love. All right, we're going to bring it. Eagles on three. One, two, three.
Don't get traded.
Eagles on three.
Somebody yelled, "Don't get traded."
I don't know.
Don't listen to what people say. I love you all.
Okay.
Sounds like a farewell.
Okay.
Now what? I don't understand. Like, what is that? What are people saying about him that says he doesn't love them?
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't really follow that.
I think what if he doesn't love anything?
Not getting the football.
That's one thing he does not love.
Yeah.
Because he loves catching the football.
And scoring the football.
And didn't get that enough last
didn't get
year.
It, yeah.
It's nothing against the people of Philadelphia or those children. Those lovely, impressionable minds that he had in his camp. But he didn't say Patriots on three.
Well, yeah, that would have been a little weird.
In
Because they're in Philadelphia, I imagine.
Do you ever read?
Would have been kind of strange.
You know, I was trying. I was really trying to nitpick something out of that, but I couldn't. I don't know.
I just did three of them. I just nitpicked three things.
Well, I mean, that's why your name's on the cup.
Okay.
It feels like he's doing his obligation to do the camp.
It's not an obligation. It sounds like it's a labor of love. He was talking about how we competed. Thank you for bringing your kids out here. I don't think that was an obligation.
Like Trick Daddy, he loves the kids.
I'm saying he could have canceled the camp.
Why would he?
Right, exactly.
Why would he cancel the camp?
He's doing the
camp. There's trade rumors involving me. I can't have your child here. Mm-hmm. I can't follow through on my commitment, which may be a way of what you're saying. He said he followed through on his commitment.
That's what I'm saying.
But why wouldn't he? He's a Philadelphia Eagle. Now, if he didn't follow through on his commitment, I would think he doesn't like me as a Philadelphian.
True.
If my child is going to say, "I want to go to A.J. Brown's camp, Dad," and I sign him or her up to do that, and then he canceled it because he's rumored to be traded, not even this month, I would think he doesn't like me.
I mean, the kids aren't the ones not throwing him the football, so I don't know why he wouldn't like them.
Understood. So, did that not sound like a farewell? I love you all.
I mean, now, yeah, kind of. It did.
Yeah, because he would basically say, "I'm not getting traded.
Or he'd say,
I'm not
see
going
you next
anywhere.
Summer.
I'll see you.
See you next summer.
But don't listen to what everybody's saying out there. I love you all."
Right.
Eagles on three. 1, 2, 3. Patriots.
I mean, you never know, because Shawn Michaels told Ric Flair to quote Mekhi, and he kicked him in the face.
To paraphrase Mekhi Lemon, why is Boston calling?
Why is Philly calling?
Paraphrase the guy
May
who apparently
on three.
Is replacing him.
1, 2, 3, Drake May.
Am I reading the chart? Right.
What's the 617?
Foxborough? That's weird.
Things we do while waiting for football to be.
I love it. I just hope, you know.
Why am I getting all these Dunkin' Donuts?
He's got to ask Julian Edelman permission to wear 11. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
Just get permission from Jules and we'll keep it rocking.
Well, I got another one. Okay. Why are the Celtics taking all these threes?
Am I reading the chart?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Why is Ben Affleck and Matt Damon following me on this?
Why is Brockman telling TJ, how about those Mets?
That's right. Can Roman Anthony get a hit? Or
World Series?
Did he get hurt?
You know.
He checked his swing and it didn't look good.
A little wrist situation.
That's the last thing you need, man.
Day to day.
Look at the wrist.
But aren't we all, as Charlie Steiner once said.
Aren't we all just.
You know what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
You know, it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, presented by PayPal.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
Presented by PayPal. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Christopher.
Hey, guys.
What do you have over there?
Happy Tuesday. The Mets won.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not an overreaction.
Go Mets.
It's going to happen a lot more.
TJ, I do want to talk about your team, though, because I think when we look at the big picture of all this, Jerry Jones was right, and he is a genius for trading Micah Parsons, because the defense has totally been rebuilt. Caleb Downs just fell to you in the draft. He has the number one rookie jersey right now. Did you guys see that?
Holler.
Cowboys are going to have the best defense in the NFC this year.
Can I answer this, Richard, real quick? Just one word. This is a bit of an overreaction.
Yeah.
Multiple words, but yeah.
No, you got to say it more. You got to say it with more brio, more gusto.
What?
Because I don't want to diss them, but I want to be honest with people. You know
yes,
what I mean?
This is an overreaction.
Oh. Oof.
And that's what you're looking for, is me to say that. You know what's also an overreaction? Is to say that Jerry Jones is playing four-dimensional chess by trading away Micah Parsons. Oh.
It looks like.
And it all started with, you know what?
Worked.
I'm going to make it seem like we shook hands and he's no longer a gentleman, and I cannot countenance having a non-gentleman on my team.
Listen, Rick.
So he must now go somewhere else after I tell everybody in Cowboys Nation to rest easy. I mean, that was one holy hot heck of a mess last summer. So let's not say that this was four-dimensional chess from the beginning.
All for a reason.
But it has all worked out, and they have made some great moves. And the buttons that have been pushed by the organization since then. Remember, certainly if this Malachi Lawrence kid shows up and shows out and starts balling. And by the way, there's another, to be fair and balanced, member of the defense that has been drafted, a guy named Jayshon Barham. And I'm telling you, that Michigan Wolverine.
We text each other right out. You were still on air, I think.
I know, because I can walk and chew gum and text and talk at the same time.
So, yeah, I was. I loved hearing what you had to say about him.
I'm available is basically what
I'm available.
Most of the time, yeah.
Overreaction. What else you got?
Oh, man. Okay.
Hey, Chris, we don't need to have the best defense. We just don't have to have a crappy defense.
It would help.
Yeah, you just half a suck.
Yeah, just be average.
Half a suck.
Half a suck.
Hey, now.
Big sneaky move that went on this offseason that I don't think we're talking about enough.
Until now.
Caleb Downs.
Until now. No. Jaylen Waddle has been freed, people. He's now in Denver, and he's going to lead the AFC in receptions this year.
Listen.
What was that noise?
I've been picking him up on mock drafts trying to be sneaky.
Who's throwing them the ball?
In Denver?
Yeah.
Bo Nix.
Beauregard Nix.
What are we doing?
I don't know. He's ready. He'll be good.
Oh, yeah. If guys are coming back from torn Achilles.
No loose bodies? No nothing?
Bo Nix is...
Okay, great.
Is leap worthy for year three.
Oh, you think so?
I mean, he won the division last year.
Yes, he did.
Would have went to the Super Bowl had he...
Would have been probably in the Super Bowl had he not hurt his foot.
I know. Leading the AFC in receptions. Let me ask you a question. Jamar Chase still playing the AFC?
Jamar Chase, led the AFC in receptions last year.
He's got stats.
Now, here's the deal. He was third in the league, okay? Looking at this morning. NFC dominated pass catching last year. In the top 10, one player from the AFC, that was Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
He had 125 catches.
Oh,
right.
Really good.
And who was throwing in the ball? Was Joe Burrow throwing in the ball the whole year?
Joe Burrow.
Nope.
No.
Was Joe Flacco throwing in the ball?
Yeah.
Was my guy Jake Browning?
Well.
Throwing in the ball?
For a gamer.
No, he really could.
Gamer.
Overreaction. What else you got, Chris?
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I mean, it's not impossible. It's possible.
I mean, Cortland Sutton's there.
He's
that's
there, too.
Hurt.
But they run it there as...
That's what I mean. Okay.
I think the Broncos are going to be good again.
I think the Broncos are going to be good again. All right, Mike, you can switch music.
What else you got?
Basketball, watching the game last night. Man, Minnesota's so good. Ant-Man's only like 60%, and they still won that game. T-Wolves are going to the West Finals for the third straight year.
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. At all.
They are battle-tested. This is one of those years for the San Antonio.
Yes.
Glad you're here.
Yes.
You need to take some playoff lumps before you can go on to the...
Well, it's not just that, too. It's, would you say that it's a lot more comfortable for Julius Randle right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's been in the system?
Mm-hmm.
And would you say Jaden McDaniels is better than he's ever been?
Ooh. Yeah.
Like, cresting. Like, taking off.
Absolutely.
Like, third man in here.
Budding superstar.
Right? So.
Io didn't even play last
night. Dude, that Chris Finch can coach too, man. He's one of those guys, when he calls timeout, next play is going to work. 9 times out of 10.
Get ready for Kilby Courtside game.
I hear you. Kilby Courtside. It's Courtside Kilby.
Courtside Kilby.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Spark.
Get ready.
Get it right.
Get ready.
So, yeah, I don't think this is an overreaction.
Okay. All right.
At all. Do they get past Oklahoma City is the question.
Yeah.
Can they beat a Luka-led Lakers team?
Luka-less or Luka-led?
Luka-led.
He's coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
I mean, Wendy made it sound like he's just chilling in Spain.
I know. Well, where did Anthony Edwards come from?
I like to chill in Spain.
I would go to Spain right now.
That's an overreaction.
All right. How do you feel about this one?
All right.
You like the Knicks, right?
Boy, your pauses are very dramatic.
Yeah. You like the Knicks?
I do.
They're the best team in the NBA right now.
Oh, man. That's what Wolf would say. right?
They just went on
they've done something that no one's ever done.
Yeah, not an overreaction.
Three straight playoff wins of 25 plus.
Yeah, let's see if Oklahoma City could
pull that
off.
They've been playing basketball for 90 years.
I'm with you. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Best team in the NBA.
Yeah, and nobody's flopping. Nobody's pushing arm bars out.
Well, Brunson is an arm bar king.
Oh, that's right. Wait a minute.
But Cat's not flopping. I don't see Cat flopping around.
You see Cat flopping?
Cat's just as big as Embiid. He's never on the ground.
Yeah, you know why? Because he has an appendix and ligaments.
Yeah. Joel doesn't have any of those things.
That guy.
Doesn't have ligaments?
That guy. Yeah. The diehard Eagle fan making Sixers fans miserable. All right. I'll buy
miserable.
This one, too.
Look, I did not expect to win.
Right
this
now,
game.
They are the best team in the NBA. I agree with you.
As of Cinco de Mayo on the 5th. No, the 6th.
How come we don't have margaritas?
Ask Rich.
What do you mean? I'd bring BYOB or on the Rich Eisen show.
I'm but we shouldn't have to BY.
Whoa.
It should be.
You don't drink.
I know, but still.
I mean, you'd have a margarita.
I'd have a mimosa when your wife.
All right, I've floated this a couple of times today. Rumors are going to start that the Celtics should trade Jaylen Brown for Giannis. Rumors are going to start. This is going to really pick up
what
steam.
What sort of topic bar is this? Rumors are going to start? Okay.
I'm not saying that you should do it. I'm saying the rumors are going to start.
All right.
Well, and are the rumors an overreaction or not?
Oh, are the rumors an overreaction?
Yeah.
Oh, the way you construct this is like it's an overreaction that rumors are going to start.
No, rumors are going to start.
Timex.
And then Jalen's going to go on Twitch and talk about it.
Look at all these rumors.
The bottom line is you could start them.
I don't want
that microphone.
But I don't want to start them. But I'm saying they're going to get started.
Yeah, you don't want Giannis, huh?
It's
suddenly,
not,
you're
not
saying,
that I
you're
don't,
saying don't trade for Giannis.
No. It's not that I don't want
so
Giannis.
You just don't want to. You want the Bucks to take less than market value for him because he's going to be going to the Celtics. So you could keep your team together.
Right.
Got it.
I want to keep the Jays together.
What else you got over there? Anything else? You got
I got a couple more.
All right.
The balls are juiced, okay? We're going to have multiple players at 60 home runs this year. Are you seeing what's going on in Major League Baseball right now?
Yeah.
My team doesn't hit home runs. So.
It's May 5th, and Judge and Morikawa have 14 each. Ben Rice, who's that?
Oh,
he's got 12.
Ben Rice, who's that? Okay.
You couldn't pick Ben Rice out of a lineup.
Yeah, I could. You might not be able to. Actually, you could because the Red Sox don't have anything close to him. And where is he from? Your neck of the woods. It's just so great that Ben Rice and Cam Schlittler are two guys from your neck of the woods making the Yankees great again. Maya.
I don't know if you want to use that phrase. Matt Olson has 12.
Making the Yankees
Jordan has 12. Schwarber 10. Who is Mickey Moniak? Who is this person? 11?
No, don't do that. Remember, I said that once upon a time this here in Anaheim when he was an angel and people were making fun of me, which I don't like.
I'm saying we got
all right, sure, it's not overreacting.
13 guys at double digits, and it's May 5th.
My God. By the way,
the
I have a great power rankings tomorrow.
What is juice?
Baseball. Great power rankings.
I want that apple
what
drink, baby.
Is
Poop's helping
juice?
Me.
You got everyone.
You got one more over there?
All right, last one. We get accused in the comments, TJ, of not talking hockey.
Well, I mean, there's probably a reason for that.
Well, I would say we're a bit guilty as charged.
We are guilty as charged.
Uh-huh.
Here, we're going to do that hockey right now. Okay, the Hurricanes are 6-0 in this playoffs. The Avalanche are 5-0. One of them is going to sweep their way to the Stanley Cup final.
That's an overreaction. They're really good, but they're
Come
on, somebody's going to know. That's a good one. By the way, did you see that the
games have been amazing?
The Avalanche in their game one victory of their current series scored 9 goals, 2 more than the 7 points the Broncos came up with in the AFC Championship. They outscored the Broncos.
That's a shame. Oh,
so, come on. Be more respectful of the of their opponents. Good one, though. And was that should I don't know, like the Dan, what, 5 good seconds of soccer or whatever?
Right.
Hey, listen, we love hockey. Right?
The games have been incredible. I can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, but they've been great. Good job.
Thank you,
Chris.
I can only say McDavid is going to want to be traded so many times. You know what I mean?
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday presented by PayPal is in the books. PayPal is the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring Corey B. out. But before we do, just to repeat again that PayPal is proud to be the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL. When fans come together on game day, PayPal makes it easier to split ticket costs, cover tailgate supplies, parking, or even food. It's such a simple way to settle up. Fans can then stay focused on the moments that matter. The NFL brings people together, and PayPal helps make paying each other feel easy from kickoff to the final whistle. Download the PayPal app to get started. Account with PayPal is required. The very funny, talented, and highly popular Corey B. is in our studio. That's next. He's next. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to your friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Corey B. is sitting here in our studio right now, over 23 million cross-platform followers at I Am Corey B. on Instagram, The Corey B. on TikTok and Facebook as well here on the program. You said your son, how old is your son?
My son's nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
And he is growing up in New York City?
Grew up in New York City, correct.
Oh, okay. And he has willingly, of free will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chosen to follow the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Over your Yankees.
Smart over the kid. Yankees. Over the household Yankees. We are a Yankees house.
Okay.
And this man wants me to travel to Queens.
Yes.
To go see Mets games at Citi Field. Nice field.
Okay. Why is he like the Mets?
Because he's just met. My fiance drank some water when she was pregnant. And I think there was amoeba.
Something was in there?
Yeah, like the brain eat amoeba, but like only like half of one.
Yeah.
And it kind of got in there. And
yeah. Sort of like a Bartolo Colon chromosome.
Correct. Bartolo Colon. Yes.
A Bartolo chromosome.
Bartolo Colonosome.
BNA. Sure. And so, okay.
Yeah, but now see.
My only question for you is a follow up. And we've just met.
Yeah.
Can I help?
Yeah, I would love for you to help.
I mean, he's
got like some sort of like Soto disease where he just loves Juan Soto.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I wish he's just like, he doesn't even like Soto Pop. You know what I mean?
Nice. He was a Yankee before a Met.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. The whole trade, he didn't like him when he played for the Yankees.
Right.
So why like him now?
I feel like, is he in school right now?
Yeah, he's not learning much apparently.
Because I feel like we should call him. You know,
we should call my son.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
No, I would. I'd be more gentle.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
But that would be the underlying question.
Yeah.
Would be what is wrong.
But I think
you?
It's just because dad likes it. He doesn't want to like it. We went to a Knicks game one time. They were playing the Raptors. And he's like, I want the dinosaur team to win.
Well,
I was like, that's Toronto. He goes, yeah, I know.
I like your son.
Okay. What do you mean?
What is wrong with you?
Mets fan.
He's a Mets fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, broken. We get it. All right.
Your son gets it.
Yeah, how's that record going for you right now?
Hey, listen, there's 127 games.
Yeah, okay.
You got a lot
yeah.
of time yeah. to turn the ship around.
They really like to wait a long time to turn the ship around, don't they?
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't you worry about us.
Yeah.
We'll be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. 1986 to now. It's, yeah. There's a ship that's been.
Why don't you give everyone else
ship,
a chance?
That ship, like Tom Hanks, needs a new captain, okay?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey B.
Thank you.
Here on the show. All right, so we're here. We have something we like to call RES, Rich Eisen Show Consulting.
Okay, yeah.
So we can add this to our list of to-do items.
Please.
What's your son's name?
His name is Lexington.
Lexington.
What up, Lex?
Is that it named after the avenue?
It's named after nothing but the fact that if you got a job application in your hand and you got Frank and you got Lexington, you're going to say Lexington is probably the guy. That's agree. The only – I've never met unhomed Lexington.
We must hire this Lexington.
Yes.
Who the hell is Frank?
Yeah.
Frank's got no shot around here.
Frank's got qualifications, yeah, but Lexington's got the name.
Damn straight. Right. He's got syllables.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lexington, we're here for you.
Yeah.
It's a service to call him up and basically say, I can attest to this. There are more championship possibilities. There are more yes. World Series appearances. Yeah. There are more. There's more happiness.
Yeah.
There's more happiness. One is a path of disappointment mm-hmm. And self-loathing.
Yeah.
And another is a much happier life.
I will say this, though. My son is convinced that he will one day play for the Dodgers. And he has told everyone this.
Okay.
And he thinks he is the second coming of Shohei Ohtani. And I have to keep reminding him, you're not even Asian.
As if that's the first requirement.
Yeah, that's the first requirement okay. to be Shohei Ohtani. Sure. You're never going to be 6'4",
mm-hmm.
and you won't be Asian. It's not going to be. We can go to Japan as many times as you want. It's not going to
not going to hurt. It's not going to help. Does he know about deferring salaries? That's the only way you can be a Dodger.
He does. He has no idea. I don't even know about that. And so, but I.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did you play to defer his allowance?
Many of their star players are currently deferring much of their salary so they don't get paid so much that there's a luxury tax that
got
hits
you.
The Dodgers.
So then they get paid down the road.
As if they don't have the money for it.
Gotcha.
Did you play baseball?
I played baseball growing up. I was somewhat of an all-star.
Was there a somewhat of an all-star team?
Yeah,
I didn't know that there was such a thing.
In high school, they had all county, and I was somewhat of all county, and it was it was great. But I did play baseball. Yeah. It was like that was like my childhood up until I was 18.
Right,
I played ball, and I played in Japan. I played on a travel ball team who was number one in the nation every
Dude,
year.
So yeah, you were really locked in.
Yeah, I was locked in.
So your parents were driving you all over the
state? Every weekend was somewhere new. Every weekend was a different state or a different city in
That's
Florida.
Serious business.
Yeah.
So who did you want to be? Who did you think you were going
to
be?
I wanted Jeter? To be Derek Jeter. That's where I went. I wore Nomar Garcia Parra, and I know that was conflicting interests, but I wanted to be a great shortstop.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Nomar, A-Rod, and Jeter were your choices for somebody, I'm sure, in your generation.
I didn't hit puberty, though, until I was 26. So every coach looked at me, and they're like, no, not even 120 pounds soaking wet. Are you going to make this college baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a problem,
it
biologically.
It was, but you know, I had heart, but my heart wasn't big enough. It was just a small heart.
So you tapped out of baseball.
I tapped out once I got kicked off I wasn't able to make my college baseball team
right.
because it was a Christian school and I got caught at a party that had wasn't even drinking alcohol. I was too small. It would have killed me. I was at a party that had alcohol and they found out and they didn't even let me. The coach was like, this guy's a bad influence.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I'm a great right fielder. Like I can catch the ball real well.
There you go.
And he didn't care.
Didn't work.
No, Jesus took the wheel. He just went like this. Different direction. So then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do comedy and radio.
Well, and how do you find the interests that we see, you know, all over your feeds? Like where you got comedy skits, you got your food hacks, you got all, like, where do you?
I was just doing at one point anything to make it work. I had a third grade teacher tell me, school's not for you and you better find a job in entertainment. Or else. And
right.
I was like, I'm 9. You should not tell me. Like, that's depressing. Like, you can't, you don't tell that to a 9-year-old. And I just kind of like went that route. And I was good. I was determined to make it whether or not someone was going to help me, whether or not I could get acting roles or auditions. So
right.
Social media kind of gave me a platform to do it myself. And I was making skits and all these things and going viral. And during the pandemic, everyone was inside making banana bread and just ridiculous recipes.
Sure.
And sometimes I would see a recipe that I was like, there's no way that works or that tastes good. So I would react to it and try it out myself. But the way I would react to it was in a goofy manner and saying these witty, silly, stupid things.
Right.
And it just went viral. And I've been riding it ever since.
What was the first one where you're like, oh, my God, this is something I can do here?
There was a video where, okay, well, the first one I did that went viral was me. I played a part. I played my fiance and myself in a role where I would go back and forth, kind of like an Eddie Murphy movie.
Sure.
And it was like driving with your girlfriend be like. And it was just every turn was the wrong turn. And why'd you take this way? And there's a pothole there. And I want McDonald's. Never mind. I want burger. Like, it was just a chaotic video that was relatable to everyone that watched it, that was in a relationship, that went viral. So I just kept going from there. But the one that I did that was a reaction video was someone spilled ragu on a rug and cleaned it up with beer. And I was like, there's no way that works. Let me try it. So I spilled ragu on our brand new white rug in hopes that it would work. And it didn't. And my fiance's reaction and just every, she was like, what are you doing? We're trapped inside. Like, we're going nuts. We're going cuckoo. It's the pandemic in New York City. Everyone's bananas.
Yeah.
And so like it went viral and I'm like, we got something here. And she's like, well, as long as you can afford a new rug, right. You know, as long as you can buy a new rug, then I'm fine with
That's
it.
Right.
And I bought all the rugs after that. It was Rug City. Yeah.
Okay, man.
Yeah, I was Aladdin. I had all the rugs. Cool. Yeah.
And then just the baking, the cooking, just
cooking was just another thing. Like, I've always been into cooking. My mom always had like Amarillo on, like the Bam guy.
Yeah.
As a kid, the Food Network.
New Orleans?
Yeah. Well, and I'm not from there.
I know that, but that's
yeah, he's from, he's from.
I'm sorry. That's just every time
I don't claim
Amarillo,
that
was
place
a knee
either.
Jerk reaction where I just said New Orleans.
New Orleans,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bam, kick it up a notch.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember that always being on TV, and I was always, you know, I would cook things up in my little George Foreman grill, bland chicken that usually, you know,
right.
White household chicken.
Nice.
It just became a thing. I love food and I love being goofy. And it really worked for me. And I was able to put my comedic tone into food videos. And so I just have been riding with that ever since.
And Lexington's in a lot of your videos.
So he's in some of them. Yeah. When he's not being a jerk. He doesn't watch this show.
Yeah.
No, I love my son.
He will now when we turn him into a Yankee.
He's
fan.
Taxing. You know, kids can be. I love my son more than anything, but sometimes he's like, he's been watching some things that he hasn't been supposed to watch, and
like
he'll
what?
Go to. Man, he was at
Euphoria?
A. No.
Man, now that would be an issue
no,
for a 9-year-old.
Although,
okay, yeah.
I heard that's good for, you know, helping kids out. Never mind.
Yeah, sure.
We'll go.
Scare him straight.
Exactly.
That works.
That's the new, that's 2026 conversion therapy is watching. Here,
don't
son, watch this.
Don't be that.
Her name's Cindy Sweden. But he was at an after school program one day where like they all play video games. Some kid was showing him Saw videos, and he comes home and he's like, I saw something I should have never seen, and he told me, I'm like, I'm so sorry. But then he went to school and started repeating it,
uh-oh.
And now his teachers are calling me. They're like, we have a problem here, and I was like, you guys have started the problem.
That's right.
And I wasn't even going to be the one to say it. I wasn't even going to tattletale because that's not my type.
Yes.
But you guys started it.
Now he's homeschooled.
Now we have a meeting on Tuesday next week.
And that's how he became a Met fan.
It's just, you know, having a kid. You got a son, right?
I've got two boys and a daughter.
How old?
17 and 15 are the boys, and my daughter's
but they're
about
out,
to turn
they're
13.
Like, yeah.
Oh, but I've been on all this stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Keep him away from Caillou because he's a whiny Canadian.
How long do you have to wipe your kid's butt for?
Well, listen, Corey, I know we've just met. But just yesterday, what? Wait, is this?
Sure.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know, until they got out of diapers.
No, diapers, Mike. It was last year, 8 years old. My son finally stopped. I was like, I gotta stop doing this, man.
Dude,
I gotta stop.
Okay,
don't judge me. I'm just trying to be a supportive parent.
No, we will not judge you. But we're out of
time.
He's
a Mets fan. We've already said that he needs help.
he's all right.
When did your dad stop helping you?
Probably when him and my mom broke up.
But it all makes sense now why you like the Mets. You like turmoil.
That's right. Okay.
Very good. CoreyB.com, Cincinnati, Ohio, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Sugarloaf, New York, Plano,
can't
Texas.
Wait for that
man,
one.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, man, I'm all over, yeah.
You're all over the place. Tell me about your pods as well.
I got a podcast that I do with my friends. I got one, the Kane and Corey show that I do with a buddy that I was on the radio with the mornings with. Kane used to do mornings with Howard Stern a long time ago. And we got kicked off because some things we weren't supposed to say on air.
That's odd.
But so we started a podcast. Yeah. And I do another podcast with my comedian friends, my buddies that we were on the road together all the time. I bring them everywhere. His name's Matt Lopes is one and Marcus Monroe.
Yep.
They're the great guys. Both have millions of followers. But it's just we're kind of, you know, we have fun together. We really mesh well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do everything. We go on the road. We wrote a script for a TV show pilot that we're going to pitch soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Pumped.
Good for you. You're pitching. You're
everything. Yeah,
you're working.
I went from pitching to now pitching. It's just different pitching.
Look at you.
Yeah,
look at you.
Never catching. Always pitching.
Okay, understood it. CoreyB.com is how you can get tickets. And again, the Boyfriends Podcast, Kane and Corey Podcast as well. Congrats on everything going on in your world, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
absolutely.
It. You too. This place is fantastic.
I appreciate you saying that. We've been cultivating this caper for almost 11 years.
You've really done it. You're
you know, I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like $1 million.
Thank you, man.
And I appreciate you coming on here as well. We're here for your son.
I honestly
bring him to me.
In all seriousness, though, TJ.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to talk to Lexington, what would you tell him about being a Met fan?
Oh, wow. Oh, it's filled with just pain. But you know it's going to make you stronger as a human being.
Sounds like that teacher because, when you were 9 years old.
Yeah.
Here's the deal, right? To crap.
Here's the deal. You heard my man over
here.
Why
don't you just show him another Saw video while you're at it?
My man brought me over here
it's
talking about we won four
game.
World Series.
I'm sorry. What were you're right. I'm wrong. I'll be quiet. What would you tell Lexington about being a Met fan?
I mean, it teaches you to be stronger. Like Brockman's over here talking about we won four World Series. You haven't won one since 2018. That's great. We haven't won one since 1986. It's going to make us a little bit stronger as a human being and probably a little tougher, and he's going to need that. Or he could just go bandwagon jump the Yankees and
you know
win.
It's not bandwagon jumping anything because you know the Yankees have not delivered the World Series championship since 2009, far more recent than 1986.
Well, the way you talk about him every day is like you just won.
No, I don't. But again, I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan.
Okay,
so right. Watching Michigan get their ass handed to us by Ohio State year after year,
y'all gotta stop cheating.
I would sit there. I kept sitting there going, you know what? I would throw myself into the love of my children. You know what I mean? Like we were getting so beat during the games. I'm like, let's play Uno. You know, like, and I'm like, what must it feel like? You know who's not playing Uno right now? Buckeye fans. Cause they're just high fiving each other, having a good time. Exactly.
Highlights.
That's what he sounds like right there.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing Uno.
I'm going to tell Lex, he wasn't around in 86. I barely remember it. Don't Lex, listen to me, B.
There you go.
Pick a different team. Do you don't.
That's,
don't,
you know what?
Don't do that to yourself, man.
Sound advice.
Yeah.
And I'm making him strong. I make him take the subway to the Yankee games.
By the way, great. It's much nicer taking that subway to the Yankee Stadium than sitting in a car, man. Damn sure.
Sometimes. It depends on what car you're in.
Listen, the D train's better than the 7 train. That's sure. It's the truth.
I don't even live there, so you're not hurting me.
I'm not asking questions.
Like, oh, the D train. I take the 405 and the 10.
I take the 405.
I didn't mean to drag you down to our level.
It's okay. I like it.
Corey B., everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll be back to wrap it with your phone calls in a second.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here. Take a second and look at your city's calendar. Everywhere I go, there's always something coming up. Games, concerts, conventions, tournaments, the kind of events that bring people in from all over. And when that happens, you can feel it. More energy, more fans, and a whole lot more people looking for a place to stay. So here's something to think about. If your city has that kind of buzz, if big events are on the way, listing your space on Airbnb could be a great opportunity. If you're already planning to be out of town or you've got a trip coming up, why not make your place work for you while you're gone? You've got the space and you're not using it. It could be earning you some extra cash. I know when I travel for these big events, I'm not just looking for a place to crash. I want something comfortable and safe, a place that allows me to experience the city like a local. And that's exactly what you can do by offering to list your space. No big lifestyle change, no long-term commitment, just making smart use of the space you already have. So the next time your city draws a crowd, think about listing your space on Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Harry Douglas here. PayPal is now the official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL, which means all the money moments that fandom creates, whether splitting tailgate costs or chipping in on tickets and game day food between friends, are covered. Wherever the game is played or watched, PayPal moves with fans. You can send money through text, email, or directly to friends with eligible accounts on Venmo. Just download the PayPal app and share all the moments that matter. Account with PayPal is required. Not available in all regions where PayPal operates.
Now that the draft is in the books, teams are focusing on developing future franchise players, fresh starts, and fine-tuning their final rosters. When it comes to your home, Pella Windows and Doors is a choice you can trust, with experts who find the right products for your needs and then install them with care. It's the help that you need. So discover why Pella Windows and Doors is a trusted choice for homeowners everywhere. Visit Pella.com/Eisen today. That's Pella.com/Eisen. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. David in Merced, California, has been hanging on for darn near the whole show. What's up, David?
Hola, David. Hey, how you doing, Rich?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. So I'm a big-time fan, long-time listener on YouTube, first-time caller.
Hey.
Yesterday, I was listening to the Overreaction Monday like I normally do.
Excellent.
And got a little triggered, Rich. I'm not going to lie.
What triggered you?
Chris had a topic talking about six running backs to break 1,600 yards next year.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts listing off the potential people that can do it.
Yep.
And he brings up Ashton Jeantney, and I feel like you just dismissed it.
Mm. Yeah, because Ashton Jeantney, and I'll tell you why, David. Again, and this is either true or false for you know, everyone else who took him in fantasy last year. First round, destroyed my team. Destroyed it. I made some other poor choices, but I mean,
took him as high as three.
So it doesn't mean he can't do it this year. It's just a massively tall leap, man. So that's why I said it's you know, an overreaction. That's why.
Hey, and you know what? I respected that, Rich. But then moments later, Omarion Hapton came up and you were just Googling for that name. And
right.
I don't know why. I feel like Ashton Jeantney has a better case to break 1,600 versus Omarion Hapton.
Okay.
Upgrade on the line. The only thing I can see maybe where it would take away is they drafted a running back this year who can be pretty good. But
listen,
you know, play caller was – go ahead.
Obviously, Colton Miller is really good, you know, if healthy. So is Rashawn Slater. So is Alt, you know.
Center pickup.
This is right. I kind of think that, you know, the Chargers are better equipped than the Raiders were last year, coming into this year. Maybe I'm wrong, but put a pin in it. I love Merced, California. I got my startup there in the North State. So say hello to everybody in the neighborhood. David, thanks for the call.
Love no, Rich. Thank you.
That's David in Merced, California.
Right, Hampton only had 56% of the yards that Jeantney had.
I understand. He was hurt.
Yeah, but he was healthy when it counted. Fantasy playoffs.
I've got a name that I can't quit. In this rookie class, I keep mentioning him. No one else does because no one's talking about offensive linemen. It's Venga Ioane from Penn State. I can't quit him.
Every day you're bringing this guy.
Why not? I've got an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday subject matter about him. You just listen to him. He met with the media. Oh. First round draft choice, 14th overall. The Ravens know exactly what to do with him, which is work him and use him right away. And he's going to work people. What's the setup to the first soundbite there? Oh, but being in the NFL, hit it.
It's unbelievable. You know, me and Kyron Hudson, my teammate from Penn State, and we were just talking after practice yesterday. It's like, it's a crazy feeling knowing that you're wearing the NFL shield on your chest now, playing in the league. We just finished our first practice in the NFL. You know, it's definitely a feeling of being blessed, you know. Definitely wouldn't picture myself here a while ago, but just happy that I'm here now.
I love it. And Ravens, you're going to be so happy with him. They're moving him to right guard, which is fascinating. This is what he said about being moved there.
Yeah, for me at Penn State, I played both left and right, a little bit of center as well. You know, shout out to Phil Charlton, my line coach at Penn State. You know, he made sure every day we were rotating left and right just to, you know, get used to it. But out here, it's, you know, definitely a little bit of work to get used to again, but ain't much to it.
He's going to be so good.
How good is he going to be?
Finalist for Offensive Rookie of the Year at right guard.
He is 400-1 to win the award.
I'm not saying he's going to win it.
I know. I'm just telling you the odds.
Because, you know, right guards, offensive linemen being nominated, let alone winning.
Winning.
That's how good he is. He stays healthy.
A finalist as a lineman.
Final five.
For offensive.
Final five. Final five.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is scorching hot.
That is red hot. Red hot, but it's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
It's an overreaction.
And not because he doesn't deserve it, just because the voters just don't do that.
You just, right, you don't look at interior linemen.
Yeah.
Interior linemen, not to boot. I'm telling everybody, all those mocks where he was going in the low 20s, I was like, get out of here with that.
Put too much emphasis on these mocks, man.
I mean,
well, you heard
Kyle Shanahan said that they look at them. And that they're often right.
Yeah, but they're often not right.
I know. You could say the same thing about the Mets bullpen.
Oh. I mean, you know, you, dead horse.
You walked into that.
This guy.
You walked into it.
But see, he's the reason why people hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
The show's about to end. Whatever you're doing on your phone, you could do in 30 seconds.
Not me, him. Not me.
Thanks for joining the program.
What else you want to know?
Tom Segura's on tomorrow's program. Hey. So is Bob Chesney of UCLA football.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.